When it comes to the preface, we say during Mass at the beginning of the Eucharistic prayer, the Church gives a number of options in the Missal for the preface that can be chosen. One of my favorite would have to be option 2 during ordinary time. We won't hear it today because we're in the Easter season, but there's a line in that option number 2 during ordinary time that I really love. And it says this, it's a line near the middle of that preface. For out of compassion for the waywardness that is ours, Christ humbled himself and was born of the Virgin. With just a few words there, a world of important themes of Christianity is revealed. And though we don't hear them today, they do bear an imprint on this fourth Sunday of the Easter season and the theme of the Good Shepherd. We find ourselves now at the midway point of this Easter season. And being there, it's a good opportunity for us to look at how this Easter season began at the empty tomb, and also to look forward to the ending of the Easter season at Pentecost with the descent of the Holy Spirit. It's here at this midway point that the Church invites us to a deeper encounter with the Good Shepherd. There are many images of shepherds throughout the Gospels. One that stands out foremost to me comes just before the multiplication of loaves in the Gospels of Mark and Matthew. There we read of Christ. His heart was moved with pity for the crowds because they were like sheep without a shepherd. His heart was moved with pity for the crowds because they were like sheep without a shepherd. This leads Christ to carry out the miraculous multiplication of loaves and fish to feed the crowds, but it also helps us to understand more deeply, in a way, why God becomes incarnate to dwell among us. His heart was moved with pity for the crowds, for they were like sheep without a shepherd. It's a line that recalls in its own way the preface line that I mentioned earlier. For out of compassion for the waywardness that is ours, he humbled himself and was born of the Virgin. God's compassion for our waywardness is a perennial theme of Christianity. Though I suspect none of us use the expression wayward very often, I believe somehow every one of us, each of us knows that we earn the distinction in our own lives. Our ability to be wayward as human beings is almost infinite. And yet God's ability to express compassion for us not only seems infinite, it is infinite. Hence the importance of the coming of the Good Shepherd among us. When the Good Shepherd begins his public ministry among us, he first calls disciples. Disciples are called ultimately to follow Christ. So it is with us as well. Later, as the Gospels draw to a close, we see the disciples being called more often apostles, a word that means not being called, but being sent. So we could ask ourselves the question, how do we account for the difference between being called and being sent? There's a way in which today's gospel gives us a key to this theme when it tells us that Christ is not only the Good Shepherd, he is the gate. Christ is the gate through which we pass in the Christian life to be transformed by grace, to become changed men, women, and children. We do this primarily when we celebrate the sacraments. We also do this in many other ways as well as we experience the wonder of life itself. And unless we experience being called by Christ, we cannot understand what it means to be sent. If we do not experience the Good Shepherd calling us to serve, to be sent on mission, we cannot understand either what it means in the first place to be called. One way to reflect on the Good Shepherd is to think of the meaning of good. It's a word that appears often in Genesis chapter 1 in the first creation story, when in each successive day of creation, God calls what he has brought into being and sustains in existence good. The Hebrew word that's used here, tov, means good, but it also means something deeper, as if to say that something is not only good, but something is the way that it was created to be. This, friends, is the hope that we have as Christians, to be the way we are created by God to be, and to live in the way we are created by God to live. The best among us throughout the ages, the friends of God, whom we call saints, merit this distinction. Saints are men, women, and children who become, by the grace of God, exactly who they were created to be. Our lives, while we remain in this world, are still being created. We're still being fashioned, shepherded. We're not finished products. The fact that we can be wayward also suggests that we're capable of ultimately finding the way, the truth, and the life. Here, the mission of the Good Shepherd intersects with ours. He comes among us out of compassion for our waywardness to shepherd humanity toward the way, the truth, and the life, toward becoming who we are created to be, made as we are, the image and likeness of God.